It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Find what you're looking for. You're stuck in a maze of podcasts. Don't know what's the latest Columbia House Party single or not. Jake, what's up, man?
Yeah, not much. You know, pull back the curtain a little bit. We're recording a bunch of these at once, and it's getting harder and harder to think of something to say at the beginning.
Well, let me take over for you then. It was very hard not to do the intro in the Serial Joe voice, which, if you know Serial Joe at all, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know Serial Joe at all, what are you doing listening to a Serial Joe Columbia House Party single?
This if you is don't know like Serial Joe at all, you're people. Not Canadian.
Yes.
Yeah. This is for people who listen to Canadian radio and watch much music from like 98 to 99.
And just desperately wanted there to be a Canadian Nirvana or something like that. We'll talk about that a little bit more. This is also the best shot we have of getting my brother Shane to listen to an episode, unless we go the like death metal route. My brother Shane loved Serial Joe when he was like 8 or 9 years old. I think in part because the guy from Serial Joe's brother's name is Blake, and my brother Shane's name is Blake also.
Your name is Blake.
Cool. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
This is like the Fathers of the Sons of Hostage Life.
You tied me in week. Knots here, Blake.
Yes. All right. This is your latest Columbia House Party single. You know the deal. We've been doing this CanCon pop punk arc on the main episodes, and we've been using these singles during that time to highlight some of the lesser known or lesser remembered acts from that same era of Canadian music. Serial Joe is not necessarily pop punk, but they are certainly of the late 90s Canadian music scene. This is the last one of these. This is the closing the book on the CanCon month. So Jake, I hope it was worth it for the listeners, because I have had this stupid song stuck in my head for like 2 days, and I'm so mad that you picked it.
So I've had a thing that's been true about this band and me for, I guess, like 11 years, is this song and their other single mashed together in my brain. So when
the other one being Skid Row?
No, sorry. The other one being Should Have Been Mine.
Okay.
So whenever I sing this song to myself, I'll sing the first two lines of the chorus that everybody knows. It's all a mistake. How long must it take? And then my brain goes to the end of Should Have Been Mine's chorus. It goes, tearing me apart. And then they combine in one in my head. And it's annoying.
Well, we'll break that down after we play the song. Give us a little background on Serial Joe first, Jake. We got to talk about the children here. Or the teens,
yeah,
I guess.
So teens, pretty close to children. Serial Joe were formed in 1997 in Newmarket, Ontario. Ryan Dennis, the singer, was just 13 when the band was formed, and the rest of the members were either the same age or barely older. The name apparently comes from a girl they went to high school with who had a speech disorder who pronounced the name Sergio as Serial Joe, which I kind of wish I didn't know. They released 4 studio albums from 1997 to 2002. The band was made up of Ryan Dennis on vocals, Ryan Sturver on guitar, John Davison on bass, and Dan Stadnicki on drums. Another CanCon fact is that Ryan Dennis is the little kid in the Our Lady Peace Superman's Dead video, which is just, you know, Canada only has like 17 people, so it kind of makes sense.
Also, a good acting performance to play the boy and girl in that music video.
Yeah, that's true. And in the 90s, too.
Yeah.
A little, as you alluded to at the top, they were very much... well, maybe not very much because they didn't have the same success, but definitely in the vein of being Canada's Silverchair, a very young band that was sort of aping the post-Nirvana, post-grunge sound.
Yes, the key difference being that Silverchair rule. Yeah, I know. We're going to do that as a main episode at one point. Jake, before we continue on what Serial Joe was all about and the background... Let's refresh the people on what Serial Joe sound like and play them the
song. So you can get it stuck in your head, too.
Yeah, mistake. It's a mistake to do this episode, and this is Mistake by Serial Joe.
Guitar tone, that tone so much.
Yeah,
it also sounds like Bush. It sounds like Bush X also.
Yeah, and it's also, so this is a weird, actually I'll give my personal connection to it after if you want to continue the background you were going through there.
Sure. So in 1998, Serial Joe won a Much Music Video Award for Best Independent Video for Skid Row off their EP Kicked, that is in all caps except for the E for some reason. They were then the house band on YTV's System Crash, which even less people will know what I'm talking about compared to Serial Joe.
Teen Canadian sketch comedy that didn't break through?
On YTV. System Crash ruled, though, but that's another story. In 1999, they released their first studio album, Face Down, which peaked at number 47 on the Canadian charts, off the back of Mistake, which was a moderate hit. I was surprised to learn that this album and song came out in 1999, because in my brain, this song is from like 95, but I didn't realize I was old. Like, I definitely thought this came out when I was like young. I mean, I was still young. I was like 11, but I thought it was much younger than that. Mistake was also featured on Big Shiny Tunes 4, which is part of the Canadian 90s music prophecy.
But also where Big Shiny Tunes begins to drop off.
Correct. They would go on to perform at Woodstock 99 in the Emerging Artist Tent, which I hope is in the Netflix documentary that's coming out about Woodstock 99.
Better be a whole Serial Joe aside.
There better be. I want to know their thoughts. In late 2001, they would release their final album, Last Chance, bracket, at the Romance Dance, close bracket, which was more of a pop rock album. Not that they weren't that already, but they kind of lost a little bit of the edge. They were dropped from their label in 2002 and broke up shortly afterwards. Dennis and Server then formed a hard rock band called High Capital. Capital spelled with a K and an O, and it sounds pretty much exactly like you would think. It's really, really, really hard to find information on this band on the internet, which actually surprised me, because I thought, just off the basis of this song, but I guess it's just a Canada thing, I thought they were huge for a minute, but I guess not. The only thing I could really find were a couple interviews and a very late 90s looking webpage called Serial Joe Kicks Ass, all in caps with 5 exclamation marks, that is hosted on Angel Fire and very much looks like it. And if you go look at this website, if you were on the internet in 1999, it will give you a ton of nostalgia. Sadly, that website is no longer updated, which is not
I love Angel Fire. I will also add to that that the lead singer now produces like EDM music. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm 92% sure wrote his own Wikipedia page. Just the way it comes off there. I'm going to talk a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about our Serial Joe connections after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, so Jake, I gotta be honest. I was familiar with Serial Joe. I knew Serial Joe. 20 years later, that is not what I thought I remembered Serial Joe sounding like. Like, I knew that they were teens. I knew that they were, like, grungy-ish. But it kind of sounds like bad Christian nu metal, almost. Uh-huh.
I think that's a perfect description.
And I think because of the aesthetic of what the band looked like, I thought they were punkier. And then I also think that the lead singer going away from the spiky hair to just look like a normal teen is what killed their momentum.
I think that's a fair assumption. I also was never like into Serial Joe. I knew the singles, of course. And
then, yeah, I liked this and Skid Row.
Yeah. And like, but to your point, I was also surprised going back to it, to what they sounded like, because in my brain, they were just every song. Cause like Should Have Been Mine, which was also a single off this album, kind of sounds exactly the same almost as Mistake. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's what this band sounds like, but they're not really. But I think Christian nu metal is bang on to the sound. But like, I don't know if I was thinking about this when I was prepping for the episode, in that looking at that Angel Fire website, and like reading, you know, some interviews and where sales came from, they were a way bigger hit with a female audience than I would have thought, which I guess does speak to sort of that era. And like, it's obviously still exists, but like that late 90s era of like the boy bands sort of dominating the pop culture lexicon. And like, not that these guys, they weren't a boy band, but they were teens. And like,
yeah, I mean, like you look at it, it's like, look, okay, all these boy bands are coming up. We have some teen success stories. We have the post Nirvana, you know, grunge vacuum to fill. And these guys can look a little punkier and skew younger. Like it makes a ton of sense that a label would have invested in a group like this in the mid to late 90s.
Yeah, that's exactly what
I'm thinking. Just like it would have cost you nothing. And there was like a long shot chance they hit and become like Silverchair levels of big.
Yeah. And I also feel like, I think that kind of explains why I sort of missed them. Cause like their music didn't really interest me, but also I was very clearly not the target demographic, which is fine.
Yeah, no, and like my brother Shane was, and
yeah. And I think that's, and like, I think, yeah, young kids and young girls make sense as a, like, maybe we can make these guys a rock, you know, boy band success, or to your point, just Silverchair for Canada.
Yeah, and look, kids listen to music too, and parents buy music for kids. There's nothing wrong with nothing wrong with taking that kind of swing, and there's nothing wrong with in retrospect, really, maybe not being we don't like the one hit wonder label, and they had two hits here in Canada at least. And hey, they played Woodstock '99. How one hit wondrous can they be? But they are certainly of the moment of late '90s Canadian rock. Jake, anything else for us before we go?
No, I think that's about it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. This has been your latest Columbia House Party single. Please rate, subscribe, all that good stuff. Patreon.com/Columbia House Party if you'd like to support us there. This wraps up our late 90s, early 2000s CanCon kind of rock slash pop punk arc. Next week, we'll be back to, you know, the usual stuff. Well, who knows what single might be here. Jake, thanks so much, buddy.
You too, man.
Fish.